What's up, everybody? It's your girl Keisha from Put Your Phone Down Podcast. This is season four, and y'all, I keep telling you, I'm gonna bring you all the nourishment you need. So this podcast is gonna be filled with a lot of information, and I am showing out today. How many of us have issues with our credit? We're trying to rebuild our credit. We're just trying to understand financial literacy and free ourselves from that. If you are in amongst the number like myself, I have this wonderful man on the line with me. And before I really and truly introduce him, I always start off by giving him his flowers. And this man is the number one cryptocurrency consultant in the world. You go visit his website and you go find out how busy he is and how he developed a strategy over the years. It took him late nights, time and tears, but that's just so you don't have to. He is a former Marine. His background is real estate. And now he's a professional trader, a cryptocurrency coach. We go call him DCG Mastermind. That's short for Digital Currency Guy. He also has programming for children. Now, if I'm missing anything else, I'm sure he's going to let you all know. Ladies and gentlemen, I have Mr. Jamar James on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me. It is a blessing to be here.
Yes. So we go start off at the gate, and I know I was speaking with you briefly, but one of the things, you know, I know that you have this awesome background with Bitcoin and crypto workshops, but I kind of wanted to get to like the meat of the table and grab people's ears immediately. I wanted to talk about the credit scores and the credit. And one of the things that I joked about is sometimes certain people, you know, when they need to get out of a rut, they'll start using their children's name, you know, to get the credit fresh, things of that nature. Then it's also when you have our young adults, 18 years old, you get that fresh first credit card and you whip through it, not realizing that once you're actually ready to apply for credit and build your credit, it's destroyed. Can you teach us and walk us through that portion of credit?
Well, as far as credit being, I mean, you know, I think that is we call it in trading risk management. And, you know, when people use more credit than they have, you know, I think it's just a process of, you know, I'm more on the financial responsibility side. And I think you should, you know, credit should be used to leverage the wealth that you have, the finances that you already have. When you're first starting off, you know, to leverage and use credit out of need, I think it's a different scenario. You know, the education is something that I like to stress, is that before you use any tools, before you come into the trading world, the credit world, you know, you need to get educated on how to best utilize it, to use it as a financial tool for wealth and wealth generation, you know. And in our side, in trading, we use a lot of leverage. So we use a lot of credit, you know, when it comes to putting an asset up and trading against it. You know, that is a way to grow your wealth, and the wealthy uses that. But I think, you know, in our community, you know, we've been kind of misguided on credit use, you know, using credit cards to, you know, buy liabilities instead of using credit to purchase assets. You know, even in the stock market or in crypto, you know, we're able to use our credit or our current assets to get more assets. And I think that's the appropriate way to utilize credit.
I think that's appropriate too, because one of the things you talked about is not being educated enough, you know, and I like that portion that you mentioned, that because it's true. I think a lot of people, including myself, I told you I'm learning too. We go ahead and we have that plastic in our hand, and it's pretty much the one thing that we lean on. And then if we can't catch up, then that credit is hit. And so I'm assuming this is where a new form, a new way of thinking comes from with crypto and how that goes along. And I see a lot of people joining in with this. So this is a perfect conversation right here. So like I said, your background is real estate and a former Marine. And now you're a mastermind in this. So can you walk me through the crypto world? You know, I want to know more about that, and the listeners do as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, when you look at crypto and people say crypto and they say Bitcoin, what you're really saying is just another currency. You know, from the beginning of time, every currency that's been put out has initially been put out by government. So if you're in America, of course, U.S. government puts out the dollar. If you're in Mexico, the Mexican government puts out the peso. Historically, money has been centralized and backed by the government. And, you know, the cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, you know, is actually backed by, you know, true economics, which is supply and demand. You know, people are trading crypto and it's a digital asset. So, you know, the same way that you have a PayPal and you have Venmo, you have electronic banking, you know, is really the dollars is that you log into your Wells Fargo. It's a digital representation of how many dollars that you have. And crypto is, or Bitcoin is similar. It's a digital representation and you can go to an exchange and you convert that digital money, that digital Bitcoin into the US dollar, right? And if I was in Japan or if I was in Russia, I can convert that digital asset, which is Bitcoin, into that current currency. So, you know, people need to look at Bitcoin as a currency, a global currency that's not backed by one particular government, is backed by the people of the world. And as you go to different places in the world, you can go to an exchange and you can convert it over to that currency. So it gives us a lot of freedom as far as, you know, our money being being able to be taken anywhere in the world, whereas historically you've had to store your money in banks and get wires and pay wire fees or, you know, go physically into a place. Whereas crypto, all you have to do is pull out your phone. And, you know, for instance, right now I could bank myself by having crypto on my phone and then walking into, let's say, MoneyGram and saying, hey, I want to convert this crypto into cash. And they're partnered with MoneyGram. And now I can actually withdraw money from my phone without using a debit card, without using a bank, going straight to the source and getting cash money out.
So this is what it means when people, I've heard people talk about Bitcoin before and I never got it. So what it is, you know, you're Xing out the bank pretty much because the bank will scam you every time. The bank now takes out money, my money, okay, if I don't have enough in there. So this X's out the bank.
This actually allows you to become the bank. Right. I mean, you know, tell me why banks and Bank of America and what did Wells Fargo do? Wells Fargo used to transport money across the country from the East Coast to the West Coast in a horse and carriage. And it was Wells Fargo and they would protect your money and you paid them a fee for that. So historically, we paid the fee to the bank to protect our money. Right. And so the savages across the land wouldn't steal it from them or, you know, take their money. And so we've always paid for protection. But what happens when you can protect yourself and protect your own money? And now you have your money on your phone and you don't have cash stored in your backyard. You don't have cash stored in your garage. You actually have a digital representation that's electronic. And now you own it. And now I can lend against it. I can borrow against the crypto. I have an asset, you know, if you have 100 acres, you know, it's hard to take it with you, right? It's land. It's not going to move. It's still there. You know, if you have gold and you have diamonds, you know, it's kind of hard to get gold bars on a plane and go to another country. But if you have a crypto, right, it is easy to have $1 million or $10 million on your phone and board a plane and go to another country with your wealth. So now you're actually banking yourself. So if I wanted to take a loan out against my crypto, I could put $500,000 up as an asset and say I have $500,000 of Bitcoin, but I want to take a loan against it for $250,000. there's platforms out there that will give you $250,000 in cash or USDT to lend and borrow against your own crypto. Right. And so now you can do everything a banking can do. And that's what I talk about, the process. There's a process that's involved. And now I can trade from anywhere in the world. So I can make income because I know how to trade. So I can go to South Africa. I can go to Europe. I can go to Australia. And I can pull out a laptop and I can trade my Bitcoin or my cryptocurrency. And I can get cryptocurrency. And then I can walk into an exchange and pull out cash. So now I don't have to be at a physical location with a physical job. You know, I'm able to make money and I'm able to be a global citizen because I have a global currency.
I'm telling you, everything you telling me, I'm telling you, this is so fresh to me. I got a big smile on my face because I keep going back to, so you mean I don't have to ask a bank permission so I can take out my own money? Like, I believe this is the way it was set up to be anyway. So you pretty much taken us to church and you don't know this yet because there's so many people that didn't know about Bitcoin. And I'm sure you have your skeptics. So this pretty much, you know, lays the foundation. So speaking of skeptics, what was something you would say to them to kind of ease their mind on doing something like this?
I mean, I would tell them just, you know, what's going to hurt? What is it going to hurt to learn about it and to have a plan B? What is it going to hurt to learn another way to operate if your bank froze all your accounts or the IRS froze all your money? What would be the big obstacle for learning an alternative way? To just imagine your debit cards don't work. Imagine that you can't get to the bank. Imagine what happened during COVID when, you know, the bank says, hey, you have to come in and get an appointment. You know, we only open during these times. You know, of course, that's an extreme scenario to imagine, but wouldn't you like to have the freedom to basically have assets that you own and that they have to ask for permission, or just say, God forsaken it, you know, you die, you know, and your family has access to your crypto and it doesn't go through probate. You know, they're actually able to get it the next day. You don't have to wait on insurance, that they can actually, they don't have to prove that you're dead, that they have access, you have access to wealth right there. You know, imagine, you know, these scenarios that now you have a little bit more control and you have your own bank. So where, you know, wealth is normally put on hold when something happens, or if you go in the hospital and you're not there, you need a power of attorney. Imagine being in another country and says, hey, I need, you know, $20,000. And it's like sending a text instead of, you know, it has to go through a wire. I have to go, you know, have ID. You know, now all I need is a phone number, because really in this world, what makes you unique is a phone number and email address now. Mm-hmm. Right. And so wherever you at, you know, and you have access to the internet, you should have access to your capital or some assets. Right. I mean, I'm an advocate of having a bank account, having credit, and also having crypto.
See, this man. Okay, so let's dance around a little bit, because I see that you also have programming for children. I think this will be awesome. And I love that you do have it to pretty much start training up the child as they go, you know. Sure. So what ages are you taking the kids, and how can they know about this?
I used to work with I used to have workshops. And really, one of the things was the introduction. You know, when people say, how do you get into crypto? What do you need? And really, you just need a wallet. And so most kids have phones and tablets. They have access to electronics. But then it's like, you know, do they have a wallet? And so, you know, that's one aspect, is, you know, dealing in crypto, being a consumer, being able to, you know, send crypto, receive crypto, do commerce with crypto. But then also the technology. You know, everybody is getting into, you know, right now it's AI. In the past, so you had blockchain, you had games. You know, right now you can get paid for, you know, sleeping. You can get paid for watching TV. There's all these programs that's being developed on the blockchain that is paying you for your attention. And so introducing this to kids and saying, hey, if you like playing video games, you can build your own. If you like having, if you want to give rewards, you can actually create your own crypto. So it was more of introducing the development side and technology to kids that what's available in the blockchain, what's available in Web3, right? I think the future is going to be, integrated with utility tokens. Depending on what token you hold in your wallet, you'll get access to certain things. We're going into more of a tribal community where there's communities being built. And I think the new generation, they're being isolated through Facebook and Instagram. They feel like they're together, but they're not, right? They have a lot of people watching them and liking them, but they don't know them. And so I think in the future, utility tokens and getting access to certain rooms and certain websites and certain pages is going to be a thing of the future. And I wanted to introduce that to kids and in Web3 and blockchain, because a lot of kids are going to school. When they go to school and they go to STEM, they'll learn engineering, they'll learn science, but are they learning a new technology? And crypto is a asset that runs on the blockchain. So the blockchain in Web3, that's the technology. That's like the internet. And then the assets on the internet is like the websites, like CNN.com or Yahoo.com. That's a asset that runs on the internet. Well, cryptocurrency and Bitcoin is an asset that runs on the blockchain. Our kids need to know, how the car is built, right? Not only how to use the money, how to use the asset, but also how to build it themselves. So that was really, the workshops that I used to host for kids and high schoolers. It was to introduce them to the technology behind the future of money.
I think that's so awesome because it starts with the kids, like that was the like what we started talking about at the beginning. One of the things that you touched on is, yeah, they don't pretty much walk around with wallets, and they might not have the knowledge on how to spend. If you give somebody $5 now, anybody, even a kid, I think a kid would just run that $5 to the ground by buying like flaming hots and whatnot, But this teaches them, like you said, even if they're playing games, if that's how they can get the concept, it's still teaching them.
Well, you think that most parents and most adults, they're living through their youth. And like, we introduce our kids to a checkbook, they would look at us strange. During Christmas, we used to love to get a card with cash. Our kids now, they want to gift cards. They want the gift card Visa, or they want, some type of card that is branded, and or they want something they can add to their phone on Apple Pay or Google Pay, Venmo and Cash App. So that's something that our parents, is really, they have to adjust and adapt. But that's something that they're growing up with. So instant payments is going to be normal for the future generation, right? The technology, we send a wire and we okay with waiting 2 and 3 days to receive that wire in our bank account. The future of the kids, they want everything instant, and they should have it instant. If we can send an email and a text and get it right away, why does it take so long for our money?
Yeah, see, you write about those checks. These kids, look, it ain't no shade to my babies because I used to work with kids, but if they not writing in cursive, they don't know what a check is. I can give somebody a check now and they'd be like, what's this? Matter of fact, I showed a kid a phone, the real phone, like the one you used to put on the wall, and they was like, so how you use this? So you're right, teaching them different ways. They can teach us, this is the future that we're talking about. So eventually they can pass this knowledge on, And so speaking with the knowledge that you have, I want to go back to like the beginning when you said how you stayed up pretty much developing a strategy just to help people. And now you have workshops, as I went on your site, I seen so many different ways. Can you tell us more about these workshops that you have? Like I said, I'm in Indiana, so I'm sure, for my people that stay further out, how can they find you and what can they expect to learn from your workshops?
Right. Well, so I do a thing called a 7-step challenge. You know, for anyone that wants to get in crypto, it is you know, what is the 7 things you need to know to actually get in crypto? And it's a free challenge. Now you kind of walk you through the steps of like, all right, you know, you want to be a trader or you want to buy crypto, what's the first thing you need to do? And you know, step one is like having a wallet. And so I call it the 7-step challenge, which is like a free co it's a free course to get people into you know, what they need to know, the fundamentals. Because I think there's three aspects of, you know, what I'm doing in the mastermind. The first step is fundamentals. The second step is strategy, clarity, and profits. And then the third is lifestyle. A lot of people are sold into a lifestyle that, hey, you can be free, you can have all this money, and they never learn the fundamentals. So I start everyone off with the 7-step challenge in crypto so they can get the fundamentals before they sold on profits. And before they sold on, you know, you can make all this money, you got to have the basics. So you can actually access that by going to join DCG, joindcg.com. And it's just a, you know, 7-step challenge in crypto. And it also introduces you to trading. And you know, it's a precursor to, you know, making money and being profitable and getting clarity and confidence in what you're doing. You need to at least know how to crawl before you walk. And
Right.
so, you know, the workshops that I hold, you know, we do tournaments, we do 1-day trading events where we come together and we trade together. We like to do a lot of things in person. I mean, we're not a typical, you know, course. We're a mastermind with real people, new traders, experienced traders. You know, we're all in the same room. And that's what we value, the human interaction, because as society and technology gets more advanced, people get further apart. And I tend to believe that you learn better from someone that's actually doing it than reading books and watching YouTube videos. You know, I was in the Marine Corps. I grew up in the Bay Area in Oakland, and I learned more from having experienced people around me and doing it with my hands and doing it for myself than just watching someone else do it.
And that does help. You know, when you're around people, you can speak to somebody who just started, and then you can turn around and speak to somebody who's been in it for a long time, and you'll find that you have something in common, you know. So for the newbies, you know, that are learning, and I think that you've won some people over to at least look into Bitcoin and how to do the currencies and all of that. What can you tell our newbies that will go on your site and join the 7-day challenge? And then what can you tell our people that's been in the game? Because there's some people that's been in the game, but they don't want to do what you do. They're not telling anybody how they're getting on.
Right.
So, what would be your advice to our newbies that will join on your site, the 7-day challenge, and to the people that's sitting on it and don't want to share this knowledge?
I mean, for people that want to join, you know, the process is more important than the money when you first start, because you don't know what you don't know. And a lot of people, they get involved in trading, and they've been sold a lifestyle, and they've been sold, you know, how much money you can make, but they haven't been taught the pitfalls of what you're doing. So when you get into trading or you get into crypto, you don't need $1,000. You don't need 500. If you have $10, it's the same process as if you had 10,000. So why would you try to learn with 10,000 or 1,000? And if you're in a rush and you're trying to make quick money, you know, without learning the fundamentals, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure. Because, you know, in trading, you can get lucky and you can make money. You know, the market goes up and down, so you have 50% chance, right? If you just pick the right direction one day and you make money. But to do this for a life, as a lifestyle, and to have sustainability, you want to know, and you want to develop confidence that, hey, I'm doing the right things. I've seen it. Is so give yourself some grace. You know, I think we're in a society where people think they're going to get it overnight. The first 30 to 60 days is the hardest, because you're learning something new. If you can make it 60 days, and you can stay engaged, and you can stay interested, and you can, you know, slow your roll, then you're going to be able to do this for the rest of your life. If you get in and you lose and you take losses and lumps, you're going to have this thing I call PTSD, post trading stress disorder, where you're going to remember those losses and you're never going to develop confidence and clarity, you know, for the majority of people, they don't. And they end up leaving before they actually hit the goal. So, you know, one is we are real people. We like to give people a managed expectations, realistic expectations, right? If you can't make 50 bucks, right, you know, why are you trying to make 5,000? And so our thing is that we want you to be profitable. We want you to be consistent, and we want to see people be independent. And independent means that you're going to be able to do it by yourself. You know, you come in our program for 3 to 6 months. We want to see you be able to do it by yourself, but then you're going to realize that you're staying in the community because you're going to leverage the information. And so that's what we get out of it when we have a bunch of smart people in a room. And that's what you get out of a mastermind, is you get to leverage other smart individuals that's in the room. And this way, this is how you cover your back, by being in a room full of smart people and people that's making money, right? And you know what's the realistic expectation. Nobody wins 100% of the time, but you can definitely bat, you know, 800, 900, or you can hit 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10, right?
Yeah,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I really love that you're doing this, because I've learned a lot just listening. You know, this is our first time even getting on here, but I'm listening like, wow. It was so many things that just pulled me in. I love that you do have the workshops and that you are encouraging children. It's like you trying to come for everybody. You know, growing up, I used to see the little ticker at the bottom of my TV and see people walking back and forth on Wall Street. And I guess if they hit something big, they would ring a little bell. But who knew now it's in the palm of our hands. You know, we hold that power, you know.
And here's the secret. We've always held that power, but we've never been introduced to it. You know, it's always been through, you know, sometime we believe it's unattainable. And that's why I say never trust one person with information. You want to see the entire community with it. And so even in our community, I say, you don't have to take my word for it. You can ask the other 50 to 100 people that's in, or other 200 people, right? And that gives you a lot more confidence in listening to one person.
That one person can go to the next person and tell them something totally different. Okay, like what's that called? Chinese phone, where you start off with one, but by the time you get to another, and something totally, totally different. So we are at the wrapping up phase, and you have informed not only myself, but the Put Your Phone Down podcast listeners on your workshops, you know, the things that you provide. Do you mind one more time letting us know where we can find you on the social platforms?
Yeah, so on the social platforms, I use my real name. My name is Jamar James. I'm on Facebook. On my business page, it's Jamar James 11. On Instagram, it is Jamar James. On Twitter, it is Jamar 100. And just search me on Facebook. That's where you can mostly find me. Or you can always go to joindcg.com.
So I have just had the pleasure of talking to the number one cryptocurrency consultant in the world. And listeners, I believe y'all see why. He has not left anybody out. The knowledge is free. Like he said, we didn't know that we had access to it. But now that we do, a lot of us can scoot away from those banks that want to charge you for your own money. I just think that's craziness right there. You know, I've gotten alerts like, wait a minute, how you taking out my money? Like, that's my money. So if we could X out the middleman, I think that makes it even better. So, Mr. James, I really want to thank you for your time. You know, if ever you want to come back on, there can be a part two. And, you know, let people know even more about what you have going on. I know that they'll be excited to join, get on your site and see about the challenge that you have going on. So again, I want to thank you for giving me your 30 minutes of your time to pretty much share this with everybody. Okay. So I'm so thankful. Is there anything else that you would like to inform the listeners before we wrap up?
No, I appreciate it. And, you know, when you guys come in, you know, I look forward to meeting you guys. Follow me on Facebook. And any questions, you can message me on Facebook.
All right, so you guys, you heard the information, you got the knowledge. Like I said, he covers everything on there. I was on your site, and it's where I got my notes from. I was like, man, he left no stone unturned, and I like that. You know, I didn't look at it like, okay, I'm lost, I don't know what I'm doing. This pretty much breaks it down. So, you all, I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Put Your Phone Down podcast. I am your host, Keisha. I have had Mr. Jamar James on the line with me, just telling you all about financial literacy, and you do have the knowledge. So until the next time, you all, thank you for putting your phone down, and I'll speak to you later. Thank you again, Mr. James.
Thank you.
Yes. You too.